Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
If you've paid attention to the Middle East over the last few decades, you see this man all the time because he's lived it. Aaron David Miller knows the Middle East as well as anyone, senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment and host of Carnegie Connects, former State Department analyst, advisor, negotiator with Republican administrations, Democratic administrations, and we're short with time, but I wanted to set up just the context of why Aaron is such a brilliant guest. Aaron, do you think early next week we will be talking about a deal that is in place or a deal that potentially has fallen apart?
First of all, thanks for having me. The intro was way, way, way too kind.
all true.
You should run it by my wife, Lindsay, see what she thinks. look, let's be clear what this is not. This is not a peace agreement. And although I'm reluctant to drop that word from my vocabulary, I think we have to at least bear it in mind. This is not a peace agreement. We are. I don't know how to express it in terms of time, away from a conflict and an agreement between Israelis and Palestinians. I was at the only effort 25 years ago at Camp David when Bill Clinton brought Yasser Arafat and Ehud Barak together for two weeks of negotiations. That was the only time a U.S. president at a summit convened an empowered PLO leader and a very risk-ready Israeli prime minister. And on the five core issues, Jerusalem border, security, refugees, end of all conflicts and claims, the gaps then were as wide as the Grand Canyon. In the last 25 years, they have become galactic in size. This is not a peace agreement, nor is this a guaranteed end to the current war in Gaza. What this is a significant intervention. There are reasons for it, but I would give the credit, having worked and voted for Republicans and Democrats, I'd say... President Trump is to be credited with this, because without his intervention and pressure on Benjamin Netanyahu, you and I would not be having this conversation. And what he's produced is a break in a two-year conflict with the possibility of implementing phase one, right? 48 hostages, living and dead, humanitarian assistance, increasing, hopefully surging into Gaza, access to potable water, sanitation, medical care, and food, shelter, and the withdrawal of Israeli forces within Gaza, not from Gaza, within Gaza to a line which will still leave them in control of large strategic points in an area roughly twice the size of the district of Comey. Anything more than that, international stabilization force, taking away Hamas's weapons, creating a governing structure, reconstructing Gaza, delivering humanitarian aid on a even more reliable and predictable basis, is right now a thought experiment. Whether it will come to fruition will depend on whether or not this particular approach ends up fixing the problem that every other effort over the last 2 years could not fix. And that is simply, can you reconcile the Netanyahu government's objectives in Gaza with Hamas's? And right now the answer is no. Hamas wants to survive as a political and military force. Israelis want to eliminate it.
Well, okay, so can I jump in on that?
Yeah, please. I'm done. I'm sorry to drone on.
No. If that is still at its core, as much effort as the Trump administration has put in, and I'm with you, give them their credit, why shouldn't we just believe that this is temporary and we're going to be sitting here, I don't know, December 17th, and something's going to break out, and I'm going to call Dave, my producer, and say, see how busy Aaron David Miller is because this is all ended again.
Yeah, I mean, is that one outcome of this? Yeah, it is. And I think, I mean, we don't get into Donald Trump and his policies here in terms of undermining the basic norms and institutions of a constitution he's constitutionally obligated to respect. Put that aside.
Yeah. He does often, Aaron.
There is a break. There's a moment here.
Yeah.
He cannot make this work and go beyond it without the acquiescence and or support of the two principal combatants here. And right now, having made the prickly on the Hamas side, this plan, Israelis got to it first, as is our want. We always show the Israelis these plans first. They made changes. And then Hamas weighed in with its yes, but. There's no indication right now that we're anywhere near getting answers or coming up with practical fixes for what would be required for you and me as normal humans to basically be able to say, well, you know what? The war in Gaza is over. I don't want to be upbeat. I don't want to be optimistic. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be pessimistic. You know, it's like Groucho Marx, who said, who are you going to believe, Groucho said, me or your lying eyes? I see what I see. And the lifts here, the challenges, are going to be extraordinary. I'm not a religious man, but I will say, having failed for most of the 25 years I worked on Israeli-Palestinian negotiations under both administrations, Republican and Democrat, any agreement between Israelis and Palestinians, particularly something between Israel and Hamas, is an extraordinary achievement. I'm not a religious man, but I will offer a prayer for the hostages, their families, and the civilian population of Gaza. For them, this actually may produce promise and a better day. But I can't, in all good conscience, basically say we're not now. It's inexorable and inevitable.
Yeah,
we have a peace plan, and we're gonna. No, it's the best peace plan in 3,000 years, and mm-hmm. we're gonna settle the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. I mean, that's not. We need to be more serious and more sober.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
About that.
Two last questions. We'll let him go. Aaron David Miller is with us. Did Trump box in Bibi Netanyahu when Netanyahu still wanted more and wanted to convince his constituents that they had completely decimated Hamas?
Yeah. I mean, I think I'll be very clear here. No president, Republican or Democrat, that I ever worked for, ever, on an issue that an Israeli prime minister believed was existential to his politics. And because Netanyahu conflates the security of Israel with his continued leadership, no president has ever pressured or spoken to an Israeli prime minister like that. And Benjamin Netanyahu has a track record of alienating all of the presidents he's worked for. I mean, 1996, first meeting with Bill Clinton, an exasperated Clinton comes out of the meeting exploding and says the following, asks the question, who's the effing superpower here? He was so annoyed with Netanyahu.
Right.
Well, you know what? Donald Trump actually came up with an answer to that question. We'll see how much pressure and how much focus using honey and vinegar, because you're going to need both. You're going to need honey and vinegar, incentives and disincentives, to basically keep this thing going. We'll see how interested and focused the president is going forward.
And the last one, because I'm seeing Hamas official confirming hostage release on Monday, which is fantastic news for someone who lives in Israel right now. Why should they trust Hamas over the next couple months?
I think the Israelis on the issue of Hamas, the Islamic Resistance Movement, the willful and indiscriminate murder of Israeli civilians on October 7th, the sexual predation, the mutilation, the taking of hostages, the willful execution of hostages. No. Broader Palestinian issue, a Palestinian leader who has a monopoly over the forces of violence within Palestinian society, and an Israeli leader who's prepared to, both sides prepared to understand that they have to figure out a way to meet one another's mutual needs and requirements. That's where we have to look. And I will say to you, you need a Mandela and a de Klerk. You need a Begin and a Sadat. You need a King Hussein and a Rabin. You need leaders now to even begin to convert the trauma that has befallen both Israelis and Palestinians, which will scar them for a generation. Only leadership and some sense of partnership, one to the other, is going to be able to even begin to repair what's been broken here.
Important insight as always on a day when you're extraordinarily busy. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Always for you, Chad. Take care. Your listeners are lucky to have you.
25 years with the State Department, Republicans and Democrats, and his sole issue was the Middle East. So we are very lucky. Tremendous work also by Dave for tracking Aaron down. 47 past 12 on Dave Harrigan's radio station, WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.